As it has defied conventional wisdom about candidates and strategies, the recall election is doing the same thing when it comes to campaign cash. Not only must candidates navigate special rules for fundraising, but major donors, from insurance companies to Indian tribes, have to decide where to place their bets. From member station KQED, John Myers reports.
California's election for governor last November was the most expensive campaign in state history, topping more than $100 million. But while the money was pouring in, voters were tuning out. Less than 45% of registered voters went to the polls. Now, some 9 months later, it's the other way around. Californians seem to be more interested in politics than they have been in years, while so far the money has only trickled in. Bob Stern, director of the Center for Governmental Studies in Los Angeles, says he's not surprised.
The moneyed interest didn't expect to have to give campaign contributions this year. They were tapped out last year by Gray Davis and, to some extent, Bill Simon, and they're saying, wait a minute, we haven't budgeted for this. We're budgeting for 2004.
But those budgets are now being revised. An examination of campaign finance records shows dozens of committees slowly picking up steam, a total from all involved of about $13 million so far.
There's no question that money will play a dramatic role in the outcome.
Jim Knox is executive director of the campaign watchdog group, Common Cause of California.
How much money gets spent will depend on how many candidates remain viable. If this remains a race where three, four, five, six candidates are viable, and it looks like the governor is going to lose the recall question, then conceivably quite a bit of money could be spent.
Some have estimated as much as $75 million for an election only 6 weeks away. The clamor over cash is only fueled by Governor Davis's dismal standing in the polls. The governor has a reputation as an aggressive fundraiser, but while his campaign has a goal of $15 million, financial records show receipts of less than $700,000 since the recall qualified for the ballot in late July. Many of Gray Davis's biggest donors in the past, like organized labor and prison guards, are still holding on to their checkbooks. Bob Stern of the Center for Governmental Studies says Davis has three major problems this time around.
One, he raised so much money in the past that people really feel that they've given him enough. Two, the polls look really bad for him, and so people aren't going to want to give. And three, they might say, look, Governor, you're going to get all the free media you want. You give a speech, you'll be covered. You don't need to be making all of these 30-second campaign spots.
Many of the major donors are now being courted by all sides, and one of the biggest prizes could be the state's Indian tribes. Governor Davis made a special trip to the Morongo Reservation, 90 miles east of Los Angeles, in June for the groundbreaking of a new casino.
I want to say Haminat and Miwa, whether you speak Serrano or Kuya.
Davis's administration is currently trying to renegotiate the agreements that allow gambling on tribal lands, asking the tribes for a slice of their profits to help solve California's budget crisis. That request has angered many tribes, an anger expressed at that same casino groundbreaking by none other than Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, who is now running as a replacement candidate on the recall ballot. His remarks hinted at the less-than-close relationship he shares with Davis.
If you were manufacturing, you'd be given manufacturer's tax credits. If you were farmers, you'd be given subsidies. But Native Americans have had to pay full fare. In fact, some want you to pay more than your fair share.
In fact, there are now signs some tribes are ready to sign on to the Lieutenant Governor's No on Recall, Yes on Bustamante campaign. A spokesperson for the powerful Vieyas tribe near San Diego says a major campaign contribution will be made for Bustamante as soon as this week. But the way the tribe will make that contribution sheds light on another complexity of the recall, according to California Common Cause Director Jim Knox. Any candidate can open a so-called independent committee that simply urges a yes or no vote on the recall.
The yes or no on the recall is not subject to contribution limits, so they can raise contributions in unlimited amounts.
So far, only two candidates on the replacement ballot have opened independent committees, Lieutenant Governor Bustamante and Republican actor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
This historic election has come about because there's a tremendous disconnect between the people of California and the leaders of California.
Schwarzenegger's new television ad hit California airwaves last week, an ad paid for by his campaign committee. Those candidate committees are subject to limits on donor contributions. Still, of the $2.4 million the Actors Committee has raised in the last 3 weeks, a full $2 million came from Schwarzenegger himself. And there are no limits to how much wealthy candidates can spend in this race when it comes to their own money. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.